This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. New Jersey residents have died at double the typical rate during the coronavirus pandemic, and that has put a major strain on funeral homes and cemeteries. While healthcare workers grab many of the headlines these days, death care workers confront similar threats to their health and psychological well-being. WHYY's Nick Pugliese spoke with some of them to see how they are coping.
Jeff Dodson organizes so many burials now, he sometimes doesn't realize a friend has died until he's preparing their final resting place.
Just people I've known from working here for so long. You know, people that I would see, you know, a couple times a year, or I'd help plant flowers for, or, you know, and then I'm out marking a grave and I'm like, oh my gosh, this was, you know, Mrs. So-and-so.
The foreman at the Glendale Cemetery in Bloomfield, up in North Jersey, says his workload has tripled since the pandemic hit 2 months ago, and he's had to reinvent how he does almost everything. Here he is showing plots on YouTube.
It's a flat marker section. The graves here are 2,500. Each grave would accommodate two burials.
Sometimes I go home and I'm just not myself, and my wife has to kind of grab me by the shoulders and say, it's okay, you're home, we're here, and they get me out of it.
Workers like Dodson are on the front lines of the pandemic, even if they toil largely out of sight. As he puts it,
I'm kind of the back end of the frontline workers, you know.
It's a class that also includes funeral directors and religious leaders, and now even police officers and members of the National Guard. All are risking physical and mental exhaustion to care for the deceased and their families.
I think post-traumatic stress will be what a lot of us will be dealing with. We're too much into the fray right now to really take a breather.
George Kelder leads the New Jersey State Funeral Directors Association. He says social distancing is anathema to funeral directors, who must now make arrangements over the phone rather than comforting families in person.
This is not what we signed up for. We signed up to be caregivers, and now we've simply become order takers.
Kurt Larson, a funeral director in Bergen County, puts it another way.
I think we choose funeral service because we want to help the living, right? Experience the transition of loss, and that includes saying yes to whatever they would like to have.
But now,
the traditional funeral as we know it doesn't exist, at least within our funeral home right now. We're not doing viewings. We're not doing services. Churches are closed.
The danger of this work is real, even though funeral homes and cemeteries are limiting how many family members can come in. Those who lost someone to COVID-19 are more likely to be infected themselves. In New Jersey, at least two funeral directors have died after contracting the virus. George Kelder again from the Funeral Directors Association.
Right now, 6 weeks into this crisis, funeral home personal protective equipment is critically low in each of our funeral homes.
So many people are dying in New Jersey that there's a 3-week backlog at crematories. That leaves the morgues at hospitals and funeral homes overwhelmed as well. In response, the state has set up several refrigerated trailers in Newark to house hundreds of bodies until their final disposition. State Police Superintendent Pat Callahan says it's a challenging job for the troopers and National Guardsmen who work there.
It's not a normal thing to go through, to open up a tractor trailer and see the remains of 82 people, you know, per trailer.
Callahan publicly encourages the workers to look after their mental health. Personally, he says, he finds strength in a morning prayer group, but still thinks he and others will have delayed onset trauma, like a Polaroid slowly coming into focus.
Right now we're in such, you know, head down, nose to the grindstone mode that when it ends and you kind of take a breath, that's when the photo really develops.
Cities around the world clap for doctors and nurses each evening. TV commercials and billboards celebrate those manning grocery stores, making deliveries, driving trucks. Rarely mentioned are death care workers, those who kick into action once someone has died. When I was speaking to Kurt Larson, his colleague interrupted the call.
We're as busy as folks are. And Gen Z living back there.
It's hard to hear there, but she says, we would really love some recognition. Marianne Linka, the cemetery director for the Diocese of Camden, puts it more plainly.
It's great to hear everybody caring for healthcare workers and grocery store and postal
and delivery. And every once in a while, I just want to hear somebody say, and the death care industry, the funeral directors and cemetery workers. These people are essential, and they're working, and they're working in a really hard field.
Despite the challenges, these workers are still finding ways to serve families.
May we who mourn be united one day with our sister. Together, may we meet Christ Jesus.
For example, they're streaming funerals online, like this one for a Bergen County woman who died last month of breast cancer. They're helping families grieve together, even when apart. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.